那我先说一下哈。
好。
百坤泰知音服务源于聆听。今天是2020年10月27日，我们荣幸邀请到了阿川索阿米，我们讲解《圣念博加瓦谈》第十一篇《拼格拉的故事》，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
We're on chapter 8, is that right?
Yes, 8-7, verse 7.
Yes. What verse?
7.
Hari Bo.
Hi, Hari Bo.
Okay. Just checking what's happening, yes? Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihara Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihara Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharadha Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharadha Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Jamuna Tira Banacha Yamuna Tira Banacha Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Gopi Chana Balana Giribharada Gopi Jana Balava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamunatira Vanacha Yamunatira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjaviha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chapter Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 8, Text 7.
今天晚上我们讲《圣念博加瓦谈》第十一篇，听格拉的。
Vastrinam devamayam tadvavarajitendriya palabhyat ilabhita patantyande Tamasyagno Patangava Dishtra Srinam Devamayam Tadva Avarajitendriya Palab Bitta Patanchande Tamasyagno Patangava Tishtra Sriyam Devamayam Tadvavajitendriya Palabhita Patanchande Tamasyagno Patangava. Okay, the word for word. Drishtva, seeing.
Kan.
Sriyam, a woman.
一位女人.
Devamayam, whose form is created by the illusory energy of the woman.
谁的形体是由主的虚幻能量创造?
Tadbhavai, by the alluring seductive activities of a woman.
被 女子诱人的活动所引诱。
Ajita, one who has not controlled.
未能控制。
Indriya, his senses.
他的感官。
Palobita, enticed.
被诱惑
Patati falls down
堕落
Ande into the blindness of ignorance
进入愚昧的 盲目当中
Tamasi into the darkness of hell、
进入地狱的黑暗
Agno just like the moth in the fire
在火中
Patangava just like the moth
恰似飞蛾
Translation One who has failed to control his senses immediately feels attraction upon seeing a woman's form which is created by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord Indeed, when the woman speaks with enticing word smiles coquettishly and moves her body sensuously his mind isimmediately captured. And thus he falls blindly into the darkness of the material existence, just as a moth maddened by the fire rushes blindly into the flames.
译文不能控制住感官的人一见到产生自至尊主迷幻能量的女人形体就为之吸引。千真万确的当女人甜言蜜语以门爱窍他立刻神魂颠倒不知不觉地堕落进物质存在的黑暗中就像飞蛾为火而疯狂盲目地冲进火焰
Purport by his divine grace servants of his divine grace Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Shridhar Swami explains in this regard that just as a moth is killed by its attraction to the form of fire similarly a bee can be easily killed by exploiting itsattraction to the fragrance of flowers. Okay?
药纸由圣恩施勒帕帕德的门仆人所撰写。关于此施勒施塔斯瓦米解释说正如飞蛾扑火自取灭亡蜜蜂为花香吸引而轻易丧命。
Furthermore, hunters may trap and kill an elephant by exploiting its sensuous desire to touch a captive female elephant. They may also kill a deer by attracting it with the sounds of their horns.
此外，猎人会利用公象想接触被俘母象的欲望而设陷阱猎杀它。他们还以他们的笛韵吸引鹿儿将其猎杀。
And a fish is killed by its desire to taste the bait on the hook.
鱼因贪吃鱼饵而上钩致死。
Thus, one who desires to learn detachment from material illusion should accept these five helpless creatures as guru and learn the needful.
因此，渴望从物质幻象中学会气绝的人，应该把这五种无助的塑造物接受为guru，学到必要的知识。
Certainly one who is lusty to enjoy the illusory form of a woman will be quickly buried in material illusion. Of the five types of fatal attraction involving material sense object, the lesson of rupa or form is illustrated in this verse.
贪图享受女色的人必迅速葬送在物质幻象中，这是无可置疑的。这节诗阐明五种致命感官对象的吸引之一，形体的吸引 ，rupa。
Om Jana Trimandasya Kinanjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militanena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru ShriyutaAdhikamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahabhanaraghunatam Vitantam Sujivam Sadvetam Savadutam Virajana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shirada Krishna Param Sahabhanaralita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu PadayaKrishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharana Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschachadisa Tarine Naam Vishnu Padaya Krishna TavileShrimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamani Namaste Gauravani Shrimataye Dinatarani Rupaneva Viruda Appa Siddhanta Dvanta Harane Namo Gaura Kishoraya Satchit Madhavi Muktaye Pirpa Mangala Sambodhe Padambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchit Ananda Namani Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Rupa Nuva Varayate Gaura Vyabhade Bhume Swamya Jaisa Sarjuna Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannathaya Te Namaha Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Panchatatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Kham Namami Bhakti Shakti Kham So it's Guru means teacher, so a wise man can learn from anyone.
Guru 意味着老师，一个聪明的人可以从任何人那里学习。
And said by observing nature, you know, we can become to a high point of realization. At that point, of course, you still need to find a guru to tell you about Krishna. But we can understand the nature of the material world and avoid the main problems.
那么据说是通过观察自然，一个人便可以获得很高的觉悟。当然，人仍然需要guru，这样才能够了解 Krishna。当然，从观察物质自然本质，一个人他们就要学会怎么样去趋利避害。
Also, if we read about the Vedas and meet devotees, we can understand it much quicker.
如果我们阅读《博伽梵歌》和奉献者们见面，那么学的速度就会快得多。
But these examples are interesting.
这些例子是非常有趣的意思。
I don't know if you've seen that. Hundred insects that just fly in the fire and get killed.
不知道你们有没有观察到，有一些蛾们会中上那个火，然后自取灭亡。
In a restaurant in London, by law.We have to have this machine that kills the flies.
我们在伦敦的庙宇当中呢，我们在伦敦有一个餐厅，这餐厅呢就按照法律，他们就会有一种机器，就会杀死那些苍蝇。
So it has some kind of a blue colored light that these insects like.
他们有一种就是蓝光的机器，就会杀死那些昆虫，捕捉昆虫。
But then when they fly in there, there's some kind of electric shock that kills them.
当这些昆虫被蓝光吸引，就飞过去的时候，就触电身亡。
And so the thing is full of dead ones.
所以这些都是致命的。
But nobody learns their lesson, They just keep flying, even they can see what happens, but they cannot make a decision, I won't do that, it's dangerous. Humans can do that.
但是这些昆虫们，它们仍然是学不到任何教训，依然是会飞奔过去，因为它们无法做出决定，但是人类它们可以做出决定。
So similarly, human can be attracted by any different things. So the different animals here are mentioned. So the honeybee can be certain flowers. The honeybee will come around to the flower, and then they can capture them with the net or something. And then they might want to capture them.
那么在这里呢，就举了一些例子，有一些动物，比如说蜜蜂。他们就会被花蜜所吸引飞过去，然后就会被抓住。
One thing is, some lotus flowers they open up in the day, then at night they close up.
比如说像睡莲吧，他们就是白天张开，晚上闭合。
So sometimes a bee goes in there to get the nectar, and then it closes up. But the bee, while it's closing up, the bee is so busy trying to enjoy the smell of the flower that it doesn't out and doesn't out in the night can't get out.
睡到睡莲，它白天张开的时候，蜜蜂就飞进去忙着采花蜜。到了夜晚的时候呢，有的蜜蜂呢就因为忙于采蜜，它们做梦了就不会出来，结果就被这个睡莲关在里面，它们就丧命了。
And the elephant, the way they get the male elephant is they have a female elephant and they tie her up or they put her down in a hole and it's the time that she wants to have a husband and the male elephant can smell it and he comes running and they capture him because he's chasing after the woman.
人们这捕获公象的方法就是他们把这个母象用铁链子拴住，就放在一个洞穴里，然后这个母象呢，因为思念自己的这个丈夫，这个公象因为闻到母象的气味就会过来，这样呢就会被一同捕获。所以这种方法捕获公象的方法。
Even the very elephant so powerful that the humans can trick him. That's how Maya works.
像大象是这么有力量的生物，也能被人类所欺骗，这就是 Maya 的工作。
And they can catch a deer by making certain music. The deer, they just stop to listen to that music, and they can just walk around.
他们捕获这个鹿的方法就是播放音乐，这个鹿就会驻足聆听的音乐，猎人就会过去杀死鹿。
And fish by society eat the bait out of the hook. You've probably all seen that. I see fishermen on the West Lake and Shanghai all the time, putting something on the hook. And fish guys eat that thing and they get caught in the hook.
鱼的，就是因为他们贪恋那个钩子上面的这些鱼饵，所以丧命了。我经常在西湖边上看见那些渔夫他们钓鱼的情景。
That's one of the desires. To learn detachment from material illusion should accept these five helpless creatures as guru and learn the needful. That means, you know, learning by seeing others, then we can get some idea what are the consequences of acting in certain ways. It's important. Children should learn that from birth, Prabhupada is saying. One who is lusty in desire, the illusory form of the woman will be quickly burned in material illusion. Of the five types of fatal attraction involving material sense objects, the nature of Linda, her roof is illustrated.
因此，渴望从物质幻象中学会气绝的人，应该把这五种无助的塑造物接触为咕噜，学到必要的知识。贪图享受女色的人，又会迅速葬送在物质幻象中，这是无可置疑的。这世界阐明五种致命感官对象的吸引之一 ，rupa 形体的吸引。因此，我们应当从这些观点当中学习到，就是这个后果。孩子们从出生之后就要学习，就像普拉德马尔所说的。
Yeshu Jiran Yagya Dharanam Dharari Dravyeshu Maya Vachiteshu Mudha Kalal Vitatma Vipadoga Buddha Patangavan Nashati Nashtadrishti. A foolish man with no discrimination is immediately I went down to the next person, sorry. So, we have to learn from our own experience. Even that, sometimes we don't learn. But from seeing others, we can learn. From even hearing about these things, then we can learn. Be careful. Material world is a dangerous place. What's behind that nice advertisement or that nice movie? You know, that nice food in the restaurant, what's wrong with it? Looks motion. The mind can think like that. I have to take 1 minute.
So we must, if we cannot from our own experience, we can from other people's experience learn.至少通过聆听可以学习，所以我们要小心，因为物质世界是一个很危险的地方。 我们要看到比如像电影啊广告啊这些背后的它的动机，他们会做那些广告，做些宣传，说这个食物多么多么好听，好好好吃。大家稍后，需要一分钟的时间。
Okay, so as explained, that intelligent person can learn by hearing about something.
所以解释说，智者通过聆听就可以学习了。
By seeing others suffer, he can learn. Okay, that's not a good idea.
或者是通过看到别人受苦，他们就能得出结论。就这样做并不好。
Or by seeing others do good also, we can learn what did he do, what did he do to get this success.
或者通过看到别人的优点，他们就能得出结论，该怎样取得成功。
And then a less intelligent person can learn by his own experience.
或者说一个智慧欠缺的人通过自身的经验也可以得出教训。
And a really foolish person just can't learn anything, no matter what.
而一个真正愚蠢透顶的人无论如何是学不到的。
So that's why, I don't know, when I was in school, they took us one day to the jail and they showed us,You know, you don't want to have to go here. If you're a criminal, you'll have to come to jail. And hopefully you'll learn your lesson. And some people never learn.
我们小的时候，他们就会把我们这些小学生带到监狱里，一天的时间，花一天的时间，带我们去那里，就是亲身去学习，告诉我们，如果犯罪就会被投进监狱。
So we can see, like, if we chant at Jap every day, 16 rounds, there'll be some very good results. We see people that give up chanting, and we see they're not happy, they're frustrated, angry. So we say, I want to chant every day, you know, I want to read every day.
我们要是念诵我们十六圈的话，就会得到好的结果。倘若放弃念诵的话，就会变得不快乐、沮丧、愤怒。所以我们要天天的念诵，天天的阅读。
So my now usually.Enjoy.
Maharaj, suddenly the voice is broken up.
Okay, well, how about now?
Yes.Now it's okay. Thank you.
Yeah. The internet today has been a little bit not good. Thank you. Thank you. many lives as in the back. So you can learn the example. If you're intelligent, so an intelligent person, everything you see, he learns a lesson from it.
所以倘若你有智慧的话，那么就很容易能够从他人的经验当中获取教训。
Okay. So, let's take time for questions, because the questions always take time to get started.
Alright. Okay. 讲课部分就到这里。那接下来呢，我们花一些时间来回答问题。如果有奉献者有些问题的想要询问麻辣的话，可以提上来。我们等几分钟的时间。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna.Waiting for questions.
Now, Mahara is waiting for everyone to ask questions. Mahara, I have a question.
Okay.
You mentioned that in the class that if we chant our japa 16 rounds, we'll have good results. And if one give up chanting, we'll not feel very happy, we'll feel depressed and angry. My question is that, does that mean that we should chant our 16 rounds without offense?So in that case, can we have good result? If we chant with...
We get a good result no matter what, because sometimes we're not offensive. Sometimes we're offensive. But if we keep chanting, we get more and more purified.
Okay. Okay. 我问妈妈一个问题，就在讲课当中，就是说到，如果我们念诵16圈就会有好的结果，如果放弃念诵呢，就会不快乐、沮丧、愤怒。我提的问题就是说，倘若我们能够很好的念诵16圈没有冒犯的，那么会就是有好的结果。如果有冒犯的念诵的话，是不是就会不好？他回答就是说，无论如何念诵都会有好的结果，只要坚持不懈的念诵。逐渐的就能得到净化了。
So that's, you know, we can't lament that, you know, some people think, well, I'm making offense, so I shouldn't chant. But the way to get free from offense is by chanting.
有的人他们就会被。
We're in the clearing stage, it's called, so we're.Sometimes offensive, sometimes not offensive. And offense is not only while we're chanting, it's our whole day, you know. So that's why we have to be careful all the time.
Okay. 就是因为我们现在是处于侵犯的宗阶段，所以有的时候是有冒犯的念诵，而有的时候是无冒犯的念诵。这个冒犯并不一定就是指的在念诵的时候才有冒犯，而在一整一天的时间当中会冒犯，要都要小心避免。
But if we always, you know, make an effort to chant our 16 rounds every day, then we'll stay, you know, in the associations, and we'll keep trying to serve Krishna, and we'll keep, you know, we'll gradually get better and better. But if we stop, then we may feel good, oh, I'm relaxed now, I don't have to force myself to chant, the way they say all kinds of things. But then gradually they become very angry and criticizing everybody and,
嗯，如果我们努力念诵十六圈，然后服务 Krishna， 努力的变得越来越好，那就会逐渐的变得越来越好。如果听的话，那一开始可能会松一口气，哎呀，终于不用看，终于不用那个忍受压力去念诵了，但是渐渐的就会内心越来越愤怒，就开始批评别人挑毛病。
Okay, any more coming in?
There's a duty, 刘成华，冒犯的念诵总比停止不念强，是不是呢？This devotee comment that offensive chanting is better than stop chanting, right?
Yeah, but we should pray that we can stop being offensive.
嗯，是的，但是我们应该祈祷停止冒犯。现在有一个问题是来自于 Hare Krishna Jaya Japanma 一个问题， Hare Krishna 顶拜 Guru Maharaj， 请问我们服务过多导致有些事情做不好情况下该如何取舍呢？如何选择最适合的服务来做呢？感恩您的仁慈。Jayapadma ask obeisance dear Guru Maharaj, thank you. My question is that when we have too much service and something we cannot do well because of too much service, so in this situation, under this situation, what should we do? What should we do to select to keep some service or to give up some service? In what standard should we select which service to keep doing, which service to give up? And how can we know which is the most proper service for us to do?
Well, it depends on many things.Where is all this service coming from? Are you living in an ashram, or who is telling you to do all these things?
This 取决于，就是取决于，就是这服务都是从哪儿来的？你是不是住在ashram里？ 是谁给了你这个服务？
You know, like, why do you have some of my service, in other words?
换言之就说，换言之，就为什么你有这么多的服务呢？different devotees give the service to.
You have to know what you can do. There's many books about this, you know. You have to learn to say no. You can't just agree to do everything when you know you can't do it.You have to tell the honest and just say, I'm sorry, but I'm too busy. I don't have time to do that.
你要知道自己的能力能做些什么，要学会拒绝。当无法做到的时候，就要诚实地告诉别人，我现在很忙，我没有时间。
So that's, you know, you have to be able, just like if you have a job, you can't just, you know, have 100 different people telling you what you have to do because you don't have to surrender to everything, you know. You have to somehow show people, I'm sorry, but I'm not able to do that. I have too many other things. Just be honest.And you can decide, you know, what you can do properly, what you can discuss with someone else, what's really needed, you know, for the sake of the pushing on the Sankirtan movement, for helping devotees.
比如说有很多很多的人，他们都告诉我们该做什么事，一百个人都告诉我们做什么事，我们不能就听之任之，我们要跟他们说对不起，诚实的跟他们说对不起，我做不到。有的时候呢，我们还要跟别的奉献者一起来讨论需要做什么才能推动这个Sankirtan运动，想要推动三天的运动该怎么去做。
That's just a matter of like common sense or something, but you know, it's a big problem in the world. So many people like that. Just people, if you're nice, people keep asking to do something and you always say yes, yes, but then you can't do it and you get sick, you're overworked or,people get angry with you. So be just be very honest.
这个就可以说是常识啊，因为在世界上都普遍是这种现象。如果你是一个老好人，别人都会过来告诉你该做什么。有的时候你就会生病，就会过度劳累，然后之后呢，内心就会产生愤怒的情绪。只要去诚实，So she further asked that in my present stage to elevate myself, to learn is the most important, right? Is that right?
What?
To elevate myself,
yeah.
By learning.
To elevate yourself means you become more and more Krishna conscious.
自我提升意味着你变得越来越有 Krishna 知觉。
So to do that,There's different processes, I mean, nine processes, you do that, especially hearing and chanting, and you do whatever you can, whatever you really like to do, whatever you're good at, or sometimes whatever is needed to do, and then you naturally make advancement. Be regulated in your life.
有九项奉献服务，聆听唱诵是最重要的。你可以选择自己喜欢的服务、擅长的服务，或者是需要去做的服务，这样就能取得进步了。还要让自己的生活规范化。
Okay.
Okay. So, the other questions that Chen Juan, 顶拜 Gurudeva, 感谢翻译主播。Ekadasi 很想多念圈，但是一直忙做普沙的阅读经典，还有工作。这与念诵服务效果一样吗？ So this devotee, she paid obeisance to you, and she said, today's Ekadasi, she want to chant more rounds, but she's busy with cooking prasadam and reading scripture and walking.So, the question is that, is the above service the same result, the same effect with chanting?
The effect of both depends on your consciousness while you're doing it. So if you're doing it for Krishna, it'll have the same effect.
So if you do it for Krishna, it will have the same effect.
If you're cooking for Krishna, or chanting for Krishna, or doing anything that I'm 100% offering this to Krishna.
就是、
Krishna looking for the consciousness.
Krishna is 看我们的知觉。如果你是为 Krishna 做饭，为 Krishna 念诵，百分之百的都是为了 Krishna， 那么这个效果都是一样的。就 Krishna 看的是我们的知觉，做事情的知觉。
So it's not necessary to chant extra rounds. Try to do whatever you do with more sincerity or pray to Krishna more. Or you can chant while you're cooking, even though it's not with beads. That'll make the cooking better. That'll help you concentrate on chanting better also.
所以就是关键不在于多念几圈，而是更真诚的做好我们的服务祈祷。你可以念在做饭的时候、烹饪的时候，一边烹饪一边念诵，这可以帮助你更专注的去念诵。这个回答您满意吗，陈娟
？So again, that's an important point, but it's not exactly what you do; it's how you do it. And even in any kind of See, serving Krishna is personal. So it's just like you're dealing with a person, you're talking to someone. What you say is one thing, but how you say it, your attitude, is more important in the effectiveness of, you know, the conversation. So what we're doing, if you're cooking or whatever you're doing, teaching, if you're chanting, if someone is chanting but they're completely puffed up thinking I'm such a great singer, they won't get much spiritual benefit even though they're chanting Hare Krishna. If someone is cleaning the floor but thinking I'm a servant of Krishna and I'm very fortunate to be able to clean Krishna's floor, Krishna is so kind to me, I'm fine, you'll make a lot of advancement by sweeping the floor, cleaning the toilet.
关键不在于我们做什么，而是在于我们怎么去做这件事情。嗯，可以，比如说，人们在交流，然后他们谈话的方式方法，他们谈话的时候态度，就占很重要的因素，并不是在于他们说什么，说什么话，而在于他们怎么去说这个话。同样的，就是。如果一个人是很为 Krishna 唱歌的时候，他认为自己特别了不起，他很骄傲，那他这种唱诵就没什么效果。相反，如果一个奉献者在那里清洁地板，然后他一边清洁地板，一边就在想：“哎呦，我是多幸运呢，我能为 Krishna 清洁地板。”这个效果要远远大于上一个的那个效果。
Okay, so that don't be an anxiety, you know, you want to find time to chant 16 rounds. Don't be an anxiety if somehow you can't chant a few extra rounds sometimes if you are busy with Krishna's service.
如果你忙着为 Krishna 做服务，不用担心，就不要担心执着于还要多念几圈这件事了。The next question， 感谢 Gurudev 父母，不是奉献者，和家人待一起会逐渐依附他们对自己的爱，心意受打扰，怎样做到不依附家人？This devotee
yeah.
is asking, she's asking that because she lived with the parents, but the parents is not, were not devotees, so she became attached to the love of the parents, and the mind is disturbed. So what can, how can she do to become detached from the family members?
Again, you have to talk louder, please.
I lived with my parents, and they are not devotees.
Right. That's, we hear that every week from somebody, different devotees.
And I became attached to their affection to me, and I'm disturbed. My mind was disturbed. So how can I become detached from them?
Well, give them love. Give it back to them. Give the love back to them and chant the Holy Name and pray that they can learn to chant. And you can get a taste.
要把父母给你的父爱母爱回给他，回向给他们，返回给他们，还要为他们祈祷，希望他们也能学习到念诵，并且品味念诵。
Okay, someone gives something, you want to give it in a better way, a new present. So you give them back more love than they give you, and that's how you pay them back. And your love includes Krishna, that's real love.
有人送给你礼物，你就回赠给他们一个更新的礼物。同样，父母给了你们，给了您父爱母爱，您回给他们，回向给他们，这个新的爱。而这个新的爱呢，包含了 Krishna 在里面，所以这个是更好的爱。
Next.
That's all you have covered tonight's question.
Okay, good. Thank you. So this, we need to organize something there with, so many devotees, they live with their parents and they have some small difficulties. So there are many devotees who have done that for a long time and have learned how to deal with it. And we can all share that knowledge. Okay? I'm going to go. I'm also very tired. You got to see you tomorrow morning traveling. Thank you very much. Suho yo yon yo gui ju mi de from Shoji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay. Something more. Okay.空气之音服务员听，非常感谢大家的聆听，感谢马拉什的精彩讲课，祝大家夜梦吉祥，有一个愉快的 Ekadasi 夜晚 ，Hare Krishna。